Meister Sheni Perik Dalad Mishnah Hey Haya Oimid Bagoyrin Ve'en Biyadoi Maos. If a person standing on the threshing floor and he has no money and he wants to do harama and be poda Meister Sheni without paying a chaimish, so how does he do this trick? So Oimid Lachaveri tells his friend, Harei Haperes Eilu Nusunim Lach B'Matana. So these fruits I'm giving it to you as a matana. Now here the Rav says, and we know you're not allowed to give Meister Sheni as a matana. So the Rav says that it wasn't Meister Sheni yet. It was Tevel before he called it Meister Sheni, because you're not allowed to give Meister Sheni as a matana, because you can't give Kodesh as a matana. That's what the Rav said earlier. And if we call again, the Rav said in the very beginning of the Masechta that it only sounded like it was an issue if you held matanas kemecher. But over here, but when you do it to give him as a matana, like in the previous Mishnah, when you're giving it as a matana in order that they're paid to it, so l'char the difference is that one's not allowed to give Meister Sheni as a matana or a mecher, because when you do that, you're trying to get rid of the mitzvah, almost, it looks like. You don't have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. The mechira that's mutter by Meister Sheni, we know, is when you take the money to Yerushalayim. That, and you're allowed to sell it. So too, when the guy's giving matana here, he's not giving matana in a way that he says, you know what, I don't want to have to deal with this Meister Sheni business. I don't want to have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. I'm just going to give it away as matana. That you're not allowed to do. But the matana that he's doing over here is not to do that. The matana that he's doing over here, similar to a mecher that's mutter, is when you sell it on condition to take the money to Shalim. That's like a pidyon. So too here, if you give it as a matana on condition that there's going to be a pidyon, the only reason you're giving it as a matana is to get rid of the chaymish, which you're allowed to do, that's okay. So he says that the payers are given to you as a matana. Chayzer Yarmen, then what's his next step? He then says, Harei Elu Mechulolon Amol Shebabayis. So now the Baal Bayis, who doesn't own the fruits anymore, so now he's acting on behalf of somebody else, he then says that these fruits that now belong to you are mechul on my money that's in my house. And we know that money does not need to be right next to Meister Sheni to be paidit. That we had in Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. So this is okay, and this is how the Baal Bayis does it. He does it from his friend's fruits to his own money. Now, why didn't he just have his friend's money? Why didn't he do it from his friend's fruits to his friend's money? So the Tiferes Hall explains that his friend actually didn't have any money. His friend had nothing. He had no fruits and no money. So he couldn't also give him money. He gave the guy the fruits, so now it's his friend's fruits. But he couldn't also give him money that his friend should then be able to take the friend's fruits, of his own fruits that he just received, and also the money that he just received, because you can't be makne money to somebody if the money's in your house, to be makne to somebody else through chalipin. Because a matbea can't be kind of a chalipin. So therefore, this is the only way to do it.